listener production.
Good morning, Lachlan Itter with your local news. Was your summer electricity bill higher than last year? Some central Queenslanders have reported their latest bill is almost double what they expected. It's got many questioning the large jump, and our reporter Lauren Wilson has been looking into things.
Aragon Energy says electricity prices are regulated and set by the Queensland Competition Authority each year on July 1st. Last year, this price increased due to rising costs within the market, meaning those on a typical tariff 11 would have seen a bill increase of $429. It's been a hot summer too, so air conditioning units have had a workout. Some relief though for those receiving the cost of living rebate. The final instalment will be issued in April this year.
The rescue chopper has been called in after a man injured his arm falling on a vessel off the coast of Gladstone. It's believed he was flown by RACQ Cap Rescue to Gladstone Hospital a short time ago. There are reports roads have been flooded over in parts of the Capricorn coast following heavy downpours. Yeppoon has recorded around 100 mils since 9 a.m. yesterday, with hourly totals of more than 36 mils recorded. And a boil water notice in place for Fairburn Dam does not apply to the Emerald Township. Residents and visitors to the popular Central Highlands destination are being told there's an elevated turbidity level in the water which can make it appear cloudy, but no health risk has been identified. In sport, the three-way tussle for the top of the local cricket ladder continues, heading into the final round this weekend. A bye and speedy two-wicket win by Frenchville Falcons over Cap Coast on Saturday sees them stay in the top spot. The Glen are once again back in second place, following an equally comfortable five-wicket win over Brothers. The upcoming Glen v Gracemere meeting will be crucial. A Gladstone win could see them advance straight to the grand final.